This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Randall, you were about to say something before we had to break, and not for a news block.
Well, thanks a lot for that, Ben.
By the way, yes, we did break for a news block. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. That listener, therefore, will say we're lying. Go ahead.
Well, we don't want that to happen because they would be able to prove that one, I'm sure. But thanks a lot for that, Benjamin. And this is one of the things I really like about your approach is that you are consistently fair-minded. And when you see a situation that is laid out in a way that makes sense to you, you acknowledge that. Instead of taking this side that, well, I'm on the side of the skeptic and therefore I kind of have to toe the party line, regardless of what your peers might have to say. And I'm really impressed with that, actually. I think that's a very honorable characteristic of someone who really wants to get to the truth about what's going on.
Well, oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I mean, my position is that you have to take each case on its own merits. And I try, you know, just in the same way that I'm not, and I try hard not to be inherently dismissive of anyone's claims, right? So I mentioned before the woman that contacted me believing she was cursed. You know, I don't think she was cursed. I can't prove that she wasn't, and I'm sure that she thought she was. And so my personal belief on it isn't really relevant here. I can try and bring my expertise, my background in psychology, folklore, and sort of steer her towards sort of healing and a more critical thinking mindset that might help her to escape from it. But I'm not in a position to flat out tell her that this isn't true. And even if I could, as I mentioned before, it wouldn't help her out.
Something else that I was looking at in that list there, and the health and medicine section is, it looks like one of the largest sections. This is kind of an interesting one. Left brain or right brain. You know, I think if I've got this right, if my left brain is kicking in the way it's supposed to, that's supposed to be the analytical side and the right brain is the creative side. And have I got that right or is it all just
something
nonsense?
Like that? Yeah. Yeah.
What happens, therefore, when they disagree with each other, then your brain blows up.
Did you guys see the documentary Scanners? I think that actually happened at one point where the person's head explodes. I think it was a Cronenberg film, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah, that's a classic, that one.
Yeah, yeah, it's a great documentary, and it's about people whose heads explode because the brain wiring isn't right. It's
Well, I always thought that when a brain explodes, it's just a figure of speech to say, you know what, this is so incredibly nonsensical that there's no way to even consider it seriously.
Is beyond comprehension.
Just like, of course, sometimes the paranormal is beyond comprehension, but more or less sometimes the logic that people give for things.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, certainly that's a case of the left brain, right brain thing. It's a very common sort of pop culture belief, and it's one of many there are many examples. One of my favorite ones that I've written about on several occasions is the idea that we only use 10% of our brains, which I'm sure you all have come across.
Actually, Ben, it's not 10%; it's 2%.
Well,
please get this corrected. We only use 2% of our brains, and that's only on a good day.
Well, for some people that may be true. The rest of us, however, use all of our brains at one point or another. So it's true that at any given time, you're not using your entire brain. In the same way, for example, that at any given time, you're not using most of your muscles, right? If you're walking, you're not necessarily clenching your jaw. You're not necessarily doing other things. So,
yeah, however, but what if you're walking and clenching your jaw at the same time?
Well, then there may be other muscles that you're not using that are probably best left unsaid. But certainly that's in the case of the 10% of the brain myth is that is that, again, this idea that somehow psychic powers could be true, or that people who are psychic are psychic because they somehow harnessed the remaining 98% or 90% or 70% or whatever it is of the brain that most of us just haven't trained ourselves to use. And of course, that's total garbage. We use virtually all parts of our brain at some point throughout the day. We don't use the same parts of our brain that we do if we're solving a math puzzle, for example, that we do when we're driving or eating or watching TV.
And what part of our brain do we use if we're assaulting a physical person, as opposed to assaulting anything else?
I'm trying to think of going back to my undergrad psychology. Probably
the reptile brain.
The reptile brain. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Well, I mean, this is really actually, you know, I know we're joking around a lot here, and it's good to have a little bit of humor in the discussion. But I mean, there's a lot of people that really believe this stuff, and they make decisions about their life based on it. I mean, not that long ago in the previous segment, we were talking about people getting into relationships based on it. These are people that they might be spending their entire lives with, mm-hmm. based on some sort of data that is completely spurious.
Okay, so hold that thought for just a couple of moments. Let's just sit back and let me get on with something that some of you have heard already, but maybe you might be interested in. Let me explain something to you folks, all right, just so we get things straight. In 1976, early 1976, this is between marriage number one and marriage number two, I joined a dating service, and the names of the prospective companions were written out, handwriting, the person who ran this dating service. I called the last person. I called all of them, you know. I mean, I wasn't going to be that crazy. I called, wanted to consider who they were, whether any would present a possibility. Stick with me, folks. Okay. The very last person I called, woman from Brooklyn, New York, near Coney Island. And we talked for about 20 minutes, and we described ourselves, and she said, you know, maybe you're a little too tall for me. You know, I'm 6'1", and she's, you know, just hitting 5 feet. I think she added a couple of inches. And I said, no, my mom was short, too, and we got along, I guess. The height doesn't matter. It's a lot of other considerations. I went through the whole thing. We talked, went back and forth. And that was 44 years ago, and as we do this show, we've been married 44 years.
Huh.
So, you see, I don't know what criterion the guy who ran this dating service did to pick these people. Obviously, out of, 20 people on the list, he got the right person, which in itself was a pretty good achievement. The other thing is here, now even stranger, now this is the psychic part, okay? Got to have something psychic. This is a paranormal radio show.
Okay.
Within weeks after that connection, it went out of business.
But how is that paranormal, Gene?
Well, maybe it was only formed to get us together, and that was it.
Oh, I see. Well,
I guess that's one interpretation.
there could be others, which is, of course, that, you know, he was in over his head, and he lucked out with a couple of people, but the business wasn't so good. I don't know. I'm just making it up.
Well, look, here's what I would say. And I actually kind of like that story, because here's the thing, right, is that it's certainly true that apparently, I mean, it was a good match. And look at you. You're still tall and handsome. And you've got the voice for radio. And also,
yes, indeed.
But here's the thing, right, is that we don't know how many other women you might have matched up with that you might have been just as happy with and just as compatible with.
Well, you know, there's a lot of factors that kind of worked in our favor that he would have had to have known. That certainly helped. But as you say, it could have been 10 other dating services. And I wasn't the kind of person that went to bars and tried to hang out with somebody because I don't really drink. I don't know why we're doing this, but we're not injecting Clorox into our veins, I don't think. More to come with Gene, Ben, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to say this. I am not aware that GCN runs commercials for a special type of Clorox that you inject into your veins.
I hope not.
Let's hope not.
And I hope Alex Jones doesn't advertise him in any of his supplements either, which I don't think he does. And I maybe shouldn't have said that because it implies that it might be possible.
We don't want to get into talking about other acts on the network, okay?
All right.
Because that's, okay. It's totally unproductive. Some people will like them, some people will not like them, and some people hate us and think that we run news blocks when we don't.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a little bit of a plug for his nutritional supplements there, actually. I think I heard he was making more off those than anything else last time. But anyhow, aside from that, well, I mean, there is actually another thing to talk about. What do you think of the whole nutritional supplement thing, Benjamin?
I think that nutritional supplements, this isn't just my opinion. I mean, I've done a fair amount of research on it, and I have friends who are doctorate nutritionists as well, and so that's informed by their opinion of it, is that for the most part, nutritional supplements are unnecessary. They're not going to hurt you. That's not a problem, but for the most part, you don't need them. So there are some people who have very, very poor diets, or for whatever reason that they may have diseases or imbalances that prevent them from adequately digesting and extracting nutrients. But for most people, they don't need nutritional supplements. They get, if you have a reasonably well-balanced diet, again, not talking the super carefully balanced paleo diet or else, but just an ordinary diet, you're getting pretty much all the vitamins and minerals that you need. And in some cases, for example, your skin makes, I think it's vitamin D just from sunlight and things like that. So I think in many ways, the nutritional supplement industry is a bit of a racket. It's not fraudulent in that they're selling things that will harm you, although in some cases there are supplements that are unlabeled, and that is a problem. But assuming you're just talking about recognized mainstream Centrum daily pills of vitamins, they're not going to harm you, but you probably don't need them.
Okay, let me hit you with one thing here. Okay, and this is not fake. Okay.
Okay.
As you know, as those of us get older, we may have to take visits to the water closet a little more often than those of you who are young whippersnappers. Now, I asked my doctor, what do you recommend to help? And he said, you know what, take this medicine. And it made me gain weight. I don't know, and it had all sorts of weird side effects. And I said, no, this is no good. So I went for the folk remedy, saw palmetto, which allegedly, in clinical trials, allegedly, according to Wikipedia, does not work. Okay? And guess what? Yes, it does. Because I find, for example, that I don't have to visit the water closet, as they say, at night quite as often, taking a couple of those pills each day. I don't think I'm imagining this, but it's true. It works. Now, that tells me that if it works for me, and I'm not easily convinced of anything, that it works for other people too, and maybe it should be tested, because there is some level of efficacy about it.
Are you sure it hasn't been tested?
Well, I don't know. According to this, it's actually contradictory, okay?
There's a couple things here. Keep in mind that unproven doesn't mean disproven.
So no, actually, according to this, I found one that maybe it does work. A 2016 review of clinical studies with a standardized extract of saw palmetto found that the extract was safe and may be effective.
So the science backs up what you're saying.
So in this case, the science backed it up. It may be effective. In my case, it was effective. Does not have any side effects that I'm aware of. So here's the thing, too.
Benjamin,
taking something which is a natural kind of herbal ingredient, you may take the medicine, which may be more effective, but then you listen as the people are smiling. I can go to the bathroom less frequently, and then they read off 2,000 side effects. At the end of the day, things will fall off.
Well, keep in mind that all drugs have side effects. Water can kill you if you drink too much of it.
Right.
So there's this notion that if something is natural, and even what that is kind of sketchy, right? Because natural things can kill you. Snake venom is natural. It's natural for diabetics who don't get insulin to die. So just because something is natural doesn't mean it's good for you. And the corollary to that is that just because something is manufactured in a lab or extracted, in some cases made more safe, more effective, doesn't mean it's bad for you. And so anything you take into your body can have side effects.
Actually, yeah, you're absolutely right. And there's a point here, too, that I wanted to make, and I think that, Benjamin, you would have something to say about this as well, is that when we're talking about nutritional supplements and things like saw palmetto or other herbs, there's a pretty good chance, although the quality control and standardization, there has been some issues there. I know about that. But you can be pretty much assured, if it's a reliable label, that you're getting what it says. In other words, if there's 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C there, there probably is, which is completely different than what you're talking about in Chapter 6 of your book, Big If True, Adventures in Oddity, 100 C grain of truth to homeopathy. Because I think there's a really big difference there between nutritional supplements and homeopathy, right?
There is enormous difference. It is the difference between night and day, actually. Yeah, I'll quickly touch on homeopathy. It's a fascinating topic. We could honestly talk about it for an hour. There's lots of intricacies. But at its core, homeopathy is the idea, and it goes back to a man named Samuel Hahnemann, who some 100 and some years ago came up with this idea that like cures like. And so he would sort of say, okay, well, if you have some sort of pain, then you could take something that is like that in some sort of way. And furthermore, he had this idea of delusions. And so contrary to medical science, his position was that that the more you dilute something, the stronger it is, the more powerful it is. Now, in medicine, the opposite is true. Right. If you have a ibuprofen or some medicine, and you know, say it's at 200 grains or 200 milligrams, 200 milligrams is stronger by definition than 2 milligrams. But in the world of homeopathy, the opposite is the case, where the more diluted something is, the stronger it is. And so because of that, many homeopathic medications are prepared using the principles of succussion. And this is where you dilute something more and more. So, for example, homeopathy practitioners will have eye drops. And they'll take an eye droplet of dozens or hundreds of different things, and they'll put a drop of it in water. Could be some extract of some herb, something, what have you. And they will drop it in some water, and they'll shake the water. And then they would add more water to that and add more water to that, and so on and so on, in some cases exponentially. And the idea is that...
The idea is that we're going to break and then continue with this explanation. Gene Randall, Ben, you're in.
The Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNlife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNlife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The FBI and ATF are searching properties in suburban Nashville connected to a person of interest in their investigation into Friday's explosion in downtown Nashville. Authorities are searching the properties in Antioch, Tennessee, connected with that person of interest, but agents say they're not prepared to name a suspect yet. Investigators are digging into questions of a motive for the blast, trying to figure out why someone would blow up an RV after warning people to stay back, as well as why they chose the location of downtown Nashville to explode a bomb. U.S. Attorney Don Cochran says investigators are working to gather as much evidence at the blast site as they can.
A giant jigsaw puzzle created by a bomb that throws pieces of evidence across multiple city blocks. And they've got to gather it, they've got to catalog it, they've got to put it back together and try to find out what the picture of that puzzle looks like.
This is USA Radio News. A British double agent whose life story was told in books, movies, and a play has died. USA Radio News' Mike Fortier has the story.
Russian officials announcing today that former British spy George Blake has died at the age of 98. Blake spied for the Soviets while working in Great Britain's SIS, the Secret Intelligence Service. His life changed forever in 1950 when he was kidnapped by North Korea. He explained in a documentary why he decided to work for the Soviets.
When I saw these enormous American flying fortresses, flying low over what seemed to be defenseless Korean villages, I felt a feeling of shame. I felt very acutely that I was on the wrong side and that I should do something about it.
Blake admitted to being a double agent when he was arrested by the British in 1961. He served 5 years in prison before escaping to East Berlin. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We have Ben Radford trying to explain an elaborate method of diluting something that doesn't dilute it. I am confused.
It is confusing. Homeopathy is very confusing, mostly because it doesn't make sense, like literally doesn't make medical scientific sense. This hasn't stopped, however, the entire industry of homeopaths from selling their wares to the public who you know are trying to cure this or that. The basic principle is that the more you dilute a given ingredient or drop of water or whatever else, then the more powerful it is. And as I mentioned, that's not physically and biologically and chemically, that's the opposite of the truth. And so oftentimes they'll dilute, they'll have, for example, on a homeopathic label, you'll see the label X or C, capital. And so X is a 10-fold dilution, C is a 100-fold dilution, and so on. And oftentimes there's literally no active ingredient in the medication. So you're literally buying water, just water.
Or some kind of filler if it's in a pill form or, you know.
Right.
Exactly. Now what's really interesting about this, and I'm not sure, obviously not having done these tests or studies myself, but they've countered that with what they say are studies with their product, regardless of the fact that scientifically it shouldn't work, that seem to show that it does.
Right.
So it kind of makes me wonder, like, you know, are they just faking that or are they using, they say that it's been backed up and it's been verified and peer reviewed and so on. How do you deal with that?
Well, there's a couple things. One is that the problem that you come up with in many types of alternative medicine, including homeopathy, is that oftentimes a treatment will seem to work when it actually doesn't. And of course, I'm referring in part to the placebo effect. And there's not just one placebo effect, there's actually several, but in its basic form, of course, it's the idea that the simply having a treatment of whatever kind can, in some cases, relieve pain. And this is well established in the medical literature. This has been known for many, many years, and there's lots of research on it. And so, for example, if you tell somebody that they have a headache, you give them a pain reliever, in many cases their headache will go away, and it's not because the pill you gave them actually contains a pain reliever, ibuprofen, aspirin, or else. It's because their belief in it, their psychological belief in it.
This is really interesting because, you know, we hear people and now we're getting it onto the fringe that are saying consciousness studies, which gets into philosophy, and there's that clash between science and philosophy. They should work together, but when you get into these kinds of subjects, it's kind of like, okay, well, you know, belief is the enemy on one side, but on the other side, it seems to work. So how do we explain that? How do we reconcile the two?
Sure. Well, no, it's a fair question, and there's a couple of simple answers. One of them is that there's not necessarily contradiction there. Just because you can believe that you no longer have a headache because you believe you took an active ingredient doesn't somehow contravene the laws of physics. And we know this, for example, there's a very limited number of symptoms that the placebo effect will be active on. Right. And so, for example, if you cut your finger and you believe that it's going to heal in front of you, it won't. I promise you it won't. Right. So there are lots of things you can't believe yourself out of a cancer diagnosis. You can't actually be cured of many medical maladies. So the sorts of symptoms that the placebo effect is active on, they tend to be very limited. They're very subjective. Pain relief, warm feeling, for example, you know, putting something warm on the back, compresses, mood is very subjective, and things like that. So
this is another really interesting point too, because, you know, you get into debates with the skeptics sometimes, and they'll go, well, anecdotal evidence just doesn't count. And this is another one of the areas where I went into medicine and found out that actually, just like you're saying, in medicine, anecdotal evidence is used as evidence. They will give a person a specific kind of a medication. Often, like you say, well, there'll be a placebo, and there won't, and then there will be the real medicine. And then they'll ask the control group, "How does it make you feel?" And it's a completely subjective thing that they're doing there. Just because, you know what I'm saying? That is anecdotal evidence for sure.
Right, I understand what you're saying, but the context in which the anecdotes are being used is to establish the active ingredient. I mean, that's being accounted for in the process. So, for example, let's take, for example, COVID vaccinations, or any vaccinations, right? And so you give a certain number of people the vaccination, you establish a control group and an active group. So there are people that are getting dummy vaccinations, and there are people getting actual vaccinations. Okay, now, this is a perfect example of where the placebo effect fails, right? If you simply believing that you got the COVID vaccination will not protect you from getting COVID.
That's a completely different type of example than what I was going. One of them is different kinds of painkillers, for example, mm-hmm. which is that's not quite as easy to establish a direct causal link as an immune response to some sort of a vaccine, right? So,
right. Well, no. Sure, we can take that example as well, right? So you have, let's say you're a pharmaceutical company that is trying to establish the efficacy of a pain reliever, because we know that the placebo effects are one of the main examples is pain relief. So this is why you're looking at statistical significance, right? And so when they'll give the pill, this experimental pill, for example, in pain relief, to, you know, X number of people, 2,000 people, 20,000 people, whatever it is. And they know, based on the placebo effect, that just by random chance, some of them will feel better anyway, right? So whether you'd given them a pain reliever or not, they would have felt better just by normal chance. And so those ones that you're talking about are accounted for in the statistical significance. And so for a pain reliever or other drug to be approved, it has to go through different trials depending on what it is, phase 2, 3 trial, whatever. And in order for it to prove that it works, it has to work not only beyond random chance, but beyond the placebo effect.
Right. And in all these cases, they're just saying, well, because the person says they feel better, this is a completely subjective experience that they're having. They count that as evidence used in the sample. So my argument is that, okay, well, so the Battelle Memorial Institute did a statistical study on UFO reports from witnesses who saw things, which is a subjective experience. It took all of the data that they could, crunched it all down, and depending on how you look at that, well, they're saying, yeah, no, there really is something going on there. You know,
well,
I mean,
well, but seeing something is also an objective experience. I mean, if you see something, I mean, I can demonstrate if you take a group of 20 people, and you flash a light in front of them, or you show them some object, that's not subjective.
Right? Oh, hey, you're preaching to the choir here. I mean, that's definitely one of the comebacks I would say is like, no, we understand optics pretty well. Chances are if somebody saw something, it really was there. There are exceptions, but I would say the vast majority of the time, if somebody experiences a visual perception, it's because some photons hit their retina and transmitted it electrically and chemically to their brain and so on.
Yeah, I would generally agree with that, with the caveat, of course, that there are many optical illusions, there are hallucinations, there are people that hear things that aren't there. So, you know, you have to rule those out as well.
Let us not rule these out. One more segment to spend with Ben Radford. I'm going to ask him a few questions there, too. And Gina Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Briefly, Ben Radford, we're in the final segment of the show, and I'm really, really happy you came on under short notice because this book sounds like fun. We're having fun with a lot of it here. Power positive thinking. Now, one of the claims here when you're recovering from some kind of illness or something, if you believe, if you honestly believe you're going to get better, it makes the recovery process work better because your immune systems become more functional or more powerful. What about that?
I think there's some truth to that. There isn't really good evidence, and I'm not trying to change the subject, but you'll see the connection here in a second. There's no real good evidence, for example, that people can will themselves to live longer. In fact, that's one of the topics in my book. I go into different studies of whether, for example, people can will themselves into living until Christmas, for example, or will themselves into living for some future event that you would expect otherwise statistically they would have died before. It's sort of a pop culture idea or meme that people can sort of, you know, well, you know, he died because he was tired of living. Well, you don't die from being tired of living, or I would have been dead a long time ago.
A corollary, but, friend, Ben Radford, corollary, my father, Charles Steinberg, day before my birthday, he calls me on the phone and we have a conversation. Now, one thing about my father is when we talk on the phone, it would be a 2-minute call. This time he spent extra time to determine whether things were okay with me. And I said, yeah, we're doing very well. We had a young son. My wife and I were getting along. Fine. Day before my birthday. The next afternoon, I get a call from my nephew that my father had died. Now, he had not been sick. I mean, he had had, I think at one time, a very mild heart attack, and he had weight and blood pressure issues. But he was playing cards with his friends at a senior center, just shy of 79 years of age. He gets up, he keels over, and he's gone. Quickly. Now, the connection here, number one, is the conversation before, unlike other phone conversations I've had with him. And then the next day, on my birthday that afternoon, he dies. Now, whatever you believe about this, I have to say that something inside him knew that he was about to go.
It's certainly plausible that, you know, given his age and health status, that he knew that he might not be, you know, around for another birthday. I don't doubt that at all. I don't see anything inherently mysterious about that. You know, certainly for your birthday, I mean,
it's not like a birthday present that you want to learn that your father had died. You know, if it's going to happen, why would it happen then?
Yeah, and in fact, I mean, not to be coarse about it, but, you know, frankly, probably if he had been able to not die that close to your birthday, he probably would have wanted to, right?
I'm sure that if he had not died that close to my birthday, he would have hung on for a while. I mean, I saw nothing in the way he behaved or acted to indicate any illness. Nobody in the family, my brother, my older brother, or his wife, my stepmother, were in any position to convey to me anything unusual. It was just his time.
Right.
Again, if one is going to die, it might as well be quick.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, that's a sweet story, actually. I mean, I that's how I would hope that I would get that. You know, if it was some beloved friend of mine, I would hope that I would get an extra special, extra lengthy discussion right before they passed.
Well, on the other hand, another weird one, my late brother-in-law, Stephen, who was suffering from pancreatic cancer, didn't have enough time left, 5 minutes after my birthday, in other words, September 10th, is when he died. We weren't that super close, but that was strange.
Yeah, we hear a lot of stuff about... There we go with the anecdotes again. I guess while we're on this subject, what about NDEs, near-death experiences? Have you looked into those much?
I have. In fact, a friend of mine, Sue Blackmore, was one of the sort of pioneers of NDE experience. She's a researcher in the UK. Yeah, I mean, a lot of the NDEs that are described tend to be fairly consistent. And this is one of the reasons, and that's another topic I discuss somewhat in the book. And there's a thing called the Grayson scale, which is sort of a scale of near-death experiences.
You mean you named the scale after my son? Oh, boy.
That's kind of creepy. No, but I mean, one of the reasons that's often touted as establishing the truth behind near-death experiences is the fact that they tend to be fairly consistent across cultures. There are exceptions. They're actually not as consistent as often assumed, but they are generally consistent. And this is, again, as I mentioned, this has been touted as a reason why they must be some genuine thing, because, of course, you know, when people are dying, that they're going to whatever heaven they believe in and so on. The other explanation, the Occam's razor explanation, if you will, is a more biological one. And that is that the human brain, when it's shutting down, when it's being deprived of oxygen, when it's literally dying, will likely have similar processes, and the person that's dying will have similar experiences, just because we're all equipped with the same cortex and frontal, I mean, all the same different parts of the brain, regardless of what, you know, what language you speak, what culture you are, and so on. And so Sue Blackmore believes, and I think she's right, that you can explain a lot of the otherwise inexplicable commonalities simply by looking at the brain processes of dying and the going towards a light and the feeling of peace and things like that.
Has she ever attempted to look into the correlations between near-death experiences and UFO abductions?
I don't know that Blackmore has specifically looked into that. I'd have to go back and look at her book again.
There are correlations. We had one of our friends in the paranormal field, a guy named Miguel, who goes by the online pseudonym Red Pill Junkie, did an article for the Paracast newsletter citing chapter and verse as to why this must be so. But as I said, maybe something we can talk about in the future. In the meantime, we have about a minute left. Tell our listeners about the book and where they can find more about you.
Sure. Thank you. And let me just say thanks for inviting me on. I always love to talk to you guys, even if it's last minute. You guys are always lots of fun to talk to. I always really enjoy our conversations because you guys are knowledgeable. I get asked to be interviewed by lots of people, and the most fun and interesting times are when I'm dealing with people like you who actually have some background in it. Yes, my new book is titled Big If True Adventures in Oddity, and you can find it on Amazon.com, or I always encourage people to look at your local bookstore. You can also find me on Facebook. I am one of the co-hosts of a podcast called Squaring the Strange, which comes out every 2 weeks, and you can check that out as well.
Thank you, Ben. You can find us on Twitter if you look for The Paracast. You can look for The Paracast on Facebook. You come up with two answers. Choose the one you want. And maybe we'll figure out how that works. You see, make a choice and choose wisely. Door number one, door number two, Earth one, Earth two, not quite that. We have branded merchandise at theparacast.shop. That's theparacast.shop. Four different logos. Randall designed a couple of them so that you know they're great. And you can pick the T-shirts and the throw pillows and all the good stuff. Theparacast.shop, theparacast.shop. Don't forget the special sale we're running for the Paracast Plus at theparacast.plus. We offer this show free of the network ads, free of the news blocks, everything, plus enhanced audio. The After the Paracast podcast, where you never know what's going to happen next. Quite often it's a continuation of a discussion with a guest. Uncensored, price of 40% down, reduced by 40%. And those who subscribe for 5 years or a lifetime subscription to the Paracast Plus, we're giving away while they last a coupon code for a free copy. Download of The Phenomenon, the movie from James Fox, the UFO documentary, and 3 hours of extra stuff. All that. Learn more at theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Ben Radford, thank you for joining us on The Paracast.
Thanks for having me on.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Classic science fiction at its best. Available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553.
800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.